Everyone, this is Scott Lutz. Welcome to another Sermon of the Week. We're getting closer and closer to the end of the season. I'm going to do one more sermon after this. The Valley of Dry Bones is what we're going to preach about, what I'm going to be preaching about today. This is a story that is found in Ezekiel. So we're going to go ahead and go and begin. Israel is a nation that has had many rises and falls in history. Israel was supposed to be God's number one nation. The story of the dry bones is a powerful story because it tells us about the restoration of Israel, and for believers also, it tells us about how we as believers become born again, new creations through Jesus Christ. So not only is this a prophecy about the restoration of Israel, but it's also a prophecy that Jesus is going to come and die, and we will be one day, once we accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we will one day be resurrected. We will be reborn through the Holy Spirit. Let's go ahead and read Ezekiel 37. Just give me a second here to find the exact scripture. Okay, just one more page here. All right, here we go. Okay, so let's read the scripture. The Valley of Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked in and tendons of flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy the son of man, and say to it, this is the sovereign Lord says, come breathe from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet as a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up out from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord." Okay, so first of all, we can read this and know that at this time, Israel has sinned against the Lord. And Ezekiel is a prophet during the time where Israel is going to be punished for their sins. So Israel is invaded. Judah is invaded by Babylon. And Israel invaded by Assyria. And they're both conquered. So Israel is no more, according to what the scriptures say. But the thing is, God promises in these prophecies that he will return Israel, that Israel will once again be a nation. Now, keep in mind that Israel was a nation during Christ's life, but it was under Roman occupation. And for many times, Israel has been under an occupation by somebody. Okay, so God has had enough sin in Israel. He sent hero after hero and restored them over and over again. But the story shows us God's forgiveness and that he is going to keep his promises. After all, Israel's important because if he doesn't bring back Israel, then his son Jesus can't be born in this world. Because that's prophecy. God always keeps his promises. The Valley of Dry Bones is a prophecy of the restoration of Israel. It's also a symbol of the church. A prophecy of the church, of the future church. Dry Bones is not only a prophecy of Israel's restoration in the ancient times. It's also prophecy of Israel being restored in our time, which happened in the 20th century. As we all know, Israel was once again destroyed after they rebelled against the Romans in 70 AD. This is why for centuries the Jews have been scattered all over the world. But after World War II, Israel was once again restored, and this time permanently. Because when Jesus returns, it will be in Israel where he returns, and he will rule for 1,000 years in Jerusalem. So Israel is going to play a part in one of the most important parts of our world history. But like I said, there's some connection with the church as well with this prophecy. Before we're saved, we're the walking dead, you could say. We are doomed to hell, and we are bound by our sins. So we are the living dead. But when Jesus came and died for us, when we repent and accept him as Savior, we become born again. We're no longer bound by God's wrath. We are bound for God's peace in heaven. Hell is God's wrath. Heaven is God's grace. We go from being spiritually dead, but we are made alive. So the Valley of Dry Bones can also represent not only Israel's salvation and restoration. It's also a symbol of being born again through the Spirit of God, through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross and his precious blood. It is also a symbol of being born again. Being born again doesn't mean that we are physically reborn. It means we will be reborn by the Spirit. So please turn to Jesus today and be saved by his grace. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord God, I just praise you. I thank you for all things. I ask that those who don't know you, Lord, will turn to you, Lord. They will accept you as Savior, and they will come and ask you into their lives, into their hearts, Lord, so that they can be free of sin, Lord, and go to heaven one day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.